And now it's time for our Valley Talk program on KROX. And, well, we have our guest, as we have, well, once a month, usually. And we're going to talk Polk County Veterans Affairs. And we have Kurt Ellefson with us. And, Kurt, first of all, how are things going at the office?
Good. Yeah, staying busy. So, especially this week, we've got a lot going on, so we're just trying to get everything together and get her, make sure it goes right. So.
Well, let's talk about the big event.
Okay.
What do you have coming up?
So Wednesday is Veterans Day in the Hill. So that's when we take a bus all the way down to St. Paul to the Capitol to talk to legislation about certain veteran bills and kind of support those bills and just be a part of the event, which is, you know, part of veterans from all over the state showing up. So, I mean, there's a lot of people there, a lot of veteran advocates, making sure voices are heard for veterans and making sure the future bills go through and make sure veterans are taken care of. So that's a big thing Wednesday. I'm getting on a bus here at the Walmart parking lot at 5:30 in the morning, and we're taking off. So it's a 55-passenger bus. I think we got maybe about 25 people, so we still got a lot of room if anybody's willing to come. If you want, give me a call, sign up. Otherwise, if you show up at the Walmart parking lot before 5:30, I'm sure you can get on the bus to come with us. Okay. So,
and when you go down to the Capitol, I would assume it's not hard to get them to be on the veteran side, but it's all about raising awareness and making sure being heard and keeping it in the forefront.
Yep, being a voice. Yep. Being a voice, making sure, especially a voice from Northwest Minnesota, is always important down at the Capitol. So it's good for us as veterans and veterans advocates to go down there and make sure we're not forgotten either. So
I know when we go down for Minnesota Broadcasters Association, they say it's good for you guys to be down here. I think every legislator says that, and it is important to be in the forefront and just to remind them and to be seen.
Exactly. And we have a 2 o'clock appointment where we're down there to talk to Mark Johnson. I'm not sure if Deb Keel will be down there as well, but so we'll definitely get a room together with this, Crookston area of our, in this district. We'll talk to Mark Johnson about certain bills and kind of look for the future too, for other bills we're looking for to get passed. So it'll be a good thing.
What are some things that you're looking to keep in the forefront?
One thing is the omnibus bill is always important. So that gives us our own platform to run bills through for veterans and not, you know, running veteran bills through other types of like taxes or whatever it might be. So omnibus bill is very important every year. I'm going to support that. We're always going to support that. Yep. This year there's, you know, it's a bonding year, so there's not a whole lot of other things going on, but there's a lot of change with the veterans property tax exclusion. One thing is to change the amounts, so we're looking at that. Also to change the rates. Right now you have to be a veteran with a 70% rating to get that. We're looking to change it to 50%, so we're kind of looking at some of that stuff. Adding DSC dependent widowers and widows onto that as well, hopefully, you know, changing some of that too as far as the amounts. And so there's a lot of that, and there's some other ones I want to bring up that I'm not really going to talk about right now.
Sure. No, that's understandable.
I'm still trying to figure out how to word it, so for next year.
Sure.
So hopefully that a few things I'm kind of looking at.
And that's the thing, you always have to be looking ahead, because by the time sometimes it comes up, it might be too late.
Exactly. So. And I always do that. I always try to look ahead because there's always next year, and you always want to kind of change the future. So
and like I said, I'm sure if anybody voted against just a veterans
we don't have too many problems.
It wouldn't do well, but it's just having them look out for, like you said, next year. Okay, if this comes up, be ready, and this is what we would like you to do, type of thing.
Look for the future.
Yeah.
So that's for Wednesday. Now, the big event for Crookston here at the Crookston Armory on Friday is the Veterans Benefit Fair, which we do every year.
Yep.
So that's, again, you know, we have the Armory kind of booked with vendors. You know, we have probably about 25, 30 vendors coming that all have different benefits and different types of information for veterans and their families, and veteran advocates too. I mean, it's for everybody. It's open to the public. So if you're a veteran advocate and want to see what's out there for veterans or how you can help veterans, come on over. So it's going to be a good event. Starts at 10 o'clock and goes till 3.
Okay. And like you said, even if you're not a veteran, but maybe a child of a veteran or a friend of one, if they can't make it, you can go there and just see what they have to offer.
And I think everybody knows a veteran. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, if If you have any interest in it, just come by. You'd be amazed what you're gonna learn. You got anything from Bemidji Nurse Gnome there to Donner Flight's gonna be there.
Okay.
Doing a raffle. So I mean, there's so much that's gonna be there that I think it's kind of a little bit for everybody.
Yeah.
So.
And maybe I'm gonna put you on the spot here, but okay. Maybe just some things that people should be looking for when they go. Is there anything in particular?
Or? The biggest one I like is the Honor Flight. Yep. You know, if you haven't signed up for the Honor Flight, or, you know, if everybody supports Honor Flight. So they got raffles there for guns and all kinds of other items. So definitely, you know, support that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. We do have Wounded Warrior Guide Service there this year. So they take up veterans hunting and fishing. This year they even have a trip for 4 veterans to Alaska.
So, oh, wow.
If you're a veteran that likes to do that kind of stuff, maybe get on board with them and start signing up for some of their events.
Yeah.
Because they go all over the country. You know, wow. They do paddle fishing in Missouri, I believe.
Okay.
Yep. So they do all kinds of stuff, crappie fishing to hunting to you name it. So that's a good one. And then there's also the education specialists will be there as well. So veterans looking at their education benefits, young or old, they're still there. Our table, the VSO table, you know, we'll have our information and different VSOs will be coming to kind of help out as well. Clearwater County will be there. Pennington County will be there. He's a new guy. He just started a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So John Hamry from Pennington County will be there kind of.
So take it easy on him.
Yep, take it easy on him. Don't ask me what he would know. Yeah, it's good to probably take it easy on him for now. So that's our table. And, you know, there's so much different vendors there, so much information that just I always tell veterans go table to table.
Yeah. And so, we talked, I think, last year, you'll probably learn something new that you didn't know, or there's a service that you didn't know about, and which is pretty safe to say with so many vendors that are going to be there.
Yep.
So
yeah, and that's to say that even some of the vendors are like, well, what, I don't know, they did anything for veterans, but they do, you know.
Sure.
Like DNR is going to be there, you know, talking about veterans licenses and that kind of stuff. So I mean, it's there's just something for everybody, I think.
And if somebody is a veteran, has served, and hasn't talked to you.
Yep.
That would be a perfect time to
get my card and maybe set an appointment that day to get you in the next week, or at least get you to my contact and say, hey, give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not signed up for your veterans benefits, you know, I don't care if you're serving the guard or reserves or whatever the case would be, you got to talk to your veteran service officer, make sure you're not missing out on benefits.
And is there some, I don't know if pride's the right word, but some pride for those, especially those that have served? And
well, I'll tell you a story that I like to tell. When I started this job, I wasn't using a lot of my benefits because like a lot of veterans tell me, well, someone else deserves it more than I do.
Yeah.
Someone else should have it. I don't need that. That's for those guys that are worse off. But then I went to a training, one of my first trainings I went to when I started this job, and someone stood up there and said, well, think about it this way. If only the veterans that people think deserve it use it, there won't be a lot of benefits out there. So the more veterans that use these benefits, the more benefits and budget, you know, budgets can be towards all these benefits. You know, the government's going to say, well, we need more and more because more veterans are using it. So you're actually helping your other veterans that you believe need it more than you by using your benefits.
Okay.
So use your benefits. And it's going to help everybody else out as well.
And that is that. I call it pride. We want to, you know, those that are, like you said, worse off or maybe, you know, was injured or anything.
Exactly.
Like that.
And you know what? If you come in and I sign you up for something you don't think you deserve and you get it, obviously you're entitled to it.
Yep.
You put the boots on, you wore the uniform, you're entitled to those benefits as well.
And it's just a minor token of giving back to those that gave their time.
Exactly.
And,
for their sacrifice and service to this country, for sure.
So as you said, if they're in that boat, we're saying, well, I don't need it. It'd be good to sign up. And like you said, if they aren't in that area where they qualify for it, they'll let them know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. It's like it's anything else. If you don't try, you'll never know.
Yep.
The other thing is a lot of veterans wait too long. Like, next thing you know, you're going to the nursing home and you have more medical costs and you want to sign up for VA healthcare and you maybe got dementia. And now your family's the one struggling trying to get you these benefits. You know, so you're saving them by signing up today.
It's, the earlier the better.
The earlier the better. Yep.
And again, Friday is the perfect time.
Yep.
For anybody that maybe hasn't talked to you, stop on by and just see what's out there.
Exactly.
And that trip to Alaska would be that would be enough, I think.
Yeah, I know. That'd be a good. That's a once a lifetime trip. That'd be something else, I'm sure. I can't remember what they're hunting or fishing. I think it's a little bit of both. But
okay.
But it's in Alaska, so that's enough said, right?
Yeah. It's everybody that I've talked to that's been up there said it's a trip, whether it's the cruise or just going to visit. It's well worth it. So beautiful country.
So hope to see a lot of people out there, and it'll be a very good event, and the weather should hold out. So
yeah, and that will be again what time and where?
So it's at the Crookston National Guard Armory from 10 to 3 okay. on Friday.
All right. So that'll be this coming Friday. Plenty of parking there.
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about that. And again, just stop by and see everything. And then Wednesday, you still have room if people are interested in
going to the Veterans Day on the Hill. Yep. So still got room on the charter bus. It's a charter bus, so it's pretty comfortable.
Going in style.
Yeah. Yep. If you come, bring a pillow and a blanket, because I'm going to take a nap on the way down and probably on the way back, just because it's going to be early morning. So that leaves the Walmart parking lot at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So
would it be beneficial for somebody if they hear this and do want to come down, are a veteran or know a veteran and want to go down and to the Capitol to maybe give you a call just to let you know?
Yep. Yeah, if they give me a call now, which, you know, the best number to call is my work cell phone, the 218-280-5506. That's 218-280-5506 number. And let me know they're coming, that it'll make it a lot better. Because, you know, especially if you're a little bit late and you show up at 5:35 and we're gone, you know, if I would have known you're coming, I probably would have waited.
Exactly.
So.
Or if you do get a bunch of people to sign up and you're getting close to...
Yep.
Being booked, you don't want somebody to show up at 5:30 in the morning and say, "Hey, I'm here."
Yep, and we're full. Booked. Yep. Yeah, no, exactly. So if you're willing to come and want to come, let me know.
Sure.
And if you decide last minute you're going to wake up and come over, and we have a spot, you sure can come as well. So it's the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because the more people that show up, as you said, it's a statewide thing, but obviously you want a lot from Northwest Minnesota as well.
Exactly. So. Yep. I think making a little sacrifice, getting up early in the morning and spending the day doing this is definitely worth it.
It is. Anything else to add on stuff that's coming up?
That's kind of the biggest thing. We'll talk again, you know, I think I talked about last month, I'm pretty sure, about the Terra, the largest expansion of VA healthcare. So, you know, healthcare before, you know, you had to sign up either by income or if you serve overseas, you get into VA healthcare, no problems. But income for a lot of veterans was a factor in the past.
Okay.
But now with the new Terra, so Terra is a toxic exposure.
Yep.
So if you are exposed to toxins in the service, let's just say you're a fuel specialist, and you got denied for VA healthcare in the past because of your income, or you've never signed up, but you're a field specialist, we pretty much can get you in just off of your job in the service as a field specialist because obviously you've been exposed to toxins, the fuel, the jet fuel, whatever the case may be, asbestos. So if you haven't signed up for VA healthcare in a long time, you've never signed up for VA healthcare because you're worried about income, let's look at a toxic exposure, and that can get you into group 6 of the VA healthcare right off the bat.
Okay.
So without income mattering.
I don't want to say that's great, but...
Yeah, it's not great that you're exposed to toxins, but it's
great that this opportunity is now coming
And especially about. If you were exposed to toxins in the service and you don't have any health problems right now, let's get you signed up now in case you ever do.
Yeah.
Because, like, jet fuel can cause a lot of types of cancers. So, unfortunately, that does happen. So, I'd rather you be in the VA system and you're already getting your health care done every year through the VA. And you know, the next thing you know, they find out you have cancer. At least you're in the system if it does happen.
And it's one less thing to worry about at a time that you don't want to be worried about other
stuff. Exactly. When you got so much going on and now you're missing work and you're trying to get health care and your insurance doesn't pay for a whole lot because you don't have, you know, VA health care and you have to wait for the application to go through. Yeah, why not sign up now so you know you're good to go for the future?
Yeah, that's good. Again, if they want to stop by, your office is at the Polk County Government Center?
Correct.
Yep. And right, you walk in the door and hook a right.
On the right. Yep, we're right there. It's hard to miss us unless you go totally left. But yeah, we do take walk-ins. We do prefer if you do call, make an appointment just to make sure we're there.
Yep.
I'm myself in the State Association for CVSOs. I'm the vice president right now. So I'm going to St. Cloud for meetings. I'm going to St. Paul, whatever the case may be. please give us a call. Just make sure we're there for an appointment. Otherwise, if you do walk in and we're there, we'll definitely help you. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's especially if you're coming maybe from out of town, you'd want to make a call first.
Exactly. Yep.
So if you're just stopping by to stop by, then it is what it is.
It is what it is, right? Yep.
All right. So Wednesday, you leave at 5:30 from the Walmart parking lot. If somebody's interested in going down for Veterans Day at
Day on the Hill.
Day on the Hill at the Capitol, they're more than welcome to come down and help support the causes in trying to help veterans in the state of Minnesota. And then Friday, of course, you're at the National Guard Armory, and that'll be from 10 to 3.
Yep.
And everybody, you don't just have to be a veteran.
No.
Everybody can stop by and just see what's out there.
Yep, just stop out there. Maybe you're an employer that wants to hire veterans.
Sure.
Maybe this is a great time to say you want to be a vendor for next year's event. So we do this every year. So if you want to be a vendor for next year, or even if you want to be a vendor this year before Friday, let me know.
Yep, or even if somebody does have an opening and they would like to have a chance to get it out there to the veterans, they can talk to you. Is that something they can do too?
Of course, yep.
Sure.
Yep, I'm kind of, even if it's last minute, we'll make it work. I'm pretty flexible, so.
Well, your job is to do whatever you can for the veterans.
Exactly.
As a veteran yourself, and we always appreciate you coming in and doing everything that you do.
Well, I appreciate it.
And again, we strongly encourage people, especially on Friday, stop by the National Guard Armory from 10 to 3. It's open for the public and a lot of great things there, so.
Perfect.
Well, again, thanks for stopping by. Have a good trip Wednesday, and have fun on Friday.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that is Kurt Ellison with Polk County Veterans Affairs. We thank him for stopping in, and we thank him for everything that he does for the veterans of Polk County.